You see this story, college anti-Israel agitators would be sent to Gaza under Newhouse GOP bill. This is fucking comedy. This is a bill that sounds like it was born out of the YouTube comment section. Send them to Gaza. One-way ticket to Gaza. These lawmakers were like, how about we actually do that? Let's write it into law. I can write it into law. They said, fucking watch me. A new House Republican bill would send any person charged with and convicted for illegal activity on a college campus to Gaza for at least 6 months. Unless they're fucking murdered sooner. When the Queers for Palestine get the welcome wagon. Get beat in the back of the welcome wagon upon their arrival. Get dragged through the street from the back of the welcome wagon as the civilians chase them and beat them with sticks and rocks while they're stoned to death. And not the good kind of stoned. Not in the 420 way. In the 420 rocks thrown at you kind of way. If Gaza wasn't already an open-air prison, it literally would become one. An American prison full of American college students. I don't fuck with the protests. I don't fuck with the encampments. I don't fuck with the whole Free Palestine movement. But sending a bunch of college kids to Gaza, to their near certain death, is maybe cruel and unusual punishment. It says they'd be doing community service, which I feel like would entail getting beaten to death for the box of humanitarian aid that you're carrying to distribute. On your way to distribute it. Just fucking murdered. The ultimate community service. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has stopped selling Israel weapons. Just as the fight gets exciting. Just as it gets to the climax. Biden blue balls the Israeli government. Fortunately, I think the Israelis have, plenty of firepower or whatever. They have a fucking army. They got the weapons already. They already have the army. So Joe Biden is just talking shit at this point. Talking political shit. A big steaming political turd. Just out his mouth. All Joe Biden wants is to be liked desperately. And everybody fucking hates him right now. So he's fucking failing in every aspect. He doesn't care about doing the right thing, apparently, because he's catering to terrorist sympathizers in the United States rather than standing with the United States and our ally Israel, not to mention the Americans who are still held hostage by Hamas in Rafah. Biden doesn't care about them because they can't vote. Former President Donald Trump is now in court with former adult film star Stormy Daniels. talking about some hush money. Some hush shmoney. If he becomes president again, that's going to be fucking unbelievable, honestly. If he manages to turn the ship around within this stormy sea, this stormy Daniels sea, it'll be very impressive. Absolutely amazing. I don't think I see it happening, but it would be incredible. Like, after this, what's the next felony he's got to go to court for? What's the next wave he's got to surf before he makes it to shore or jail? Steve Bannon is going to jail now. That Breitbart News guy. More like Dark Wart. Dark Wart News. That Jabba the Hutt looking guy. He was involved with January 6th. Something or other. Bannon got subpoenaed. Bannon defied the January 6th committee subpoena. That's the moral of the story. When you get subpoenaed, you gotta go. Because that's important. It's a important word that you don't even know. You gotta learn what the word is. And you gotta go. Because it's some government shit. And the government is kind of in charge. Unfortunately. Despite the shit you guys tried to pull on January 666th. Russian president / dictator Vladimir Putin is continuing his descent into madness. With his latest hire. He's got a new right-hand man who's apparently referred to or known as Professor Doomsday, which is an amazing DJ name, but maybe not someone you want in a government running the world. Professor Doomsday should be dropping beats, not bombs, man. Shouldn't we all be dropping beats, not bombs? Something tells me Professor Doomsday is not a DJ. Professor Doomsday says Russia should drop a nuclear bomb on the West instantly. Doesn't seem like a really smart idea. Doesn't seem like a really smart professor. What kind of professor is trying to blow up the whole world, man? It's a little reckless, if you ask me. The nutty professor. Appointing a guy who's called Professor Doomsday is the equivalent of putting a beware of dog sign on your fence. Now we just gotta hope the dog doesn't actually bite. Just like the protesters who got arrested, gotta hope they don't get shipped off to Gaza into the new port that the United States built. Alright, you guys, thanks for listening. Peace.